And we're talking about urban foraging, where there's a big interest growing with many signing up for trips via their local council and also with some high-profile foragers. One such foraging expert is Diego Benedetto, an artist and legendary forager who works on projects with a number of councils, including the city of Sydney. The art of foraging is important to traditional living people who regard weeds and wild foods as an important part of their diet. Recently, Diego Benedetto conducted a botanical footprints workshop with visiting artist Giorgia Severi from Italy. Diego joins us now to speak about urban foraging. Thank you for joining us, Diego.
Hey, how are you, Sam? Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Thank you for joining us. And Diego, why is foraging becoming so fashionable?
Because people want to gain back the skills that they had three generations ago, put simply. They just want to get back the knowledge that their grandmothers had, and they want to bring the knowledge back in their life. And foraging is a great way to interact with the landscape and just engage with them, with their surroundings with new eyes.
And with this foraging, is it only people who kind of have foraging as part of their history and background, or are a lot of other people trying to interact with it as well?
Well, there's all sorts of people who come and want to learn about foraging and want to learn the skills for all sorts of reasons. And background is not really an issue. It's more to do if people want to have a different way to engage with the landscape. So people willing to experience and be part of an of nature.
So how would a typical foraging trip go, Diego?
A foraging trip, it depends, because in terms of what I offer, there's all sorts of things. Usually I tend to do a walk and tell kind of workshop when we go around in a specific environment. We have a look whatever is growing, identify plants and give people skills so that they can positively identify the plants for themselves. And so it's just a more of a show and tell kind of workshop. And then there's also other workshop when we go around and we can actually go out harvesting. So we go out and we sit off in the morning and we come back in the afternoon with bags full of whatever.
So Diego, is the focus then, it sounds like, a lot on transferring skills and teaching people to do this for themselves?
Yes, absolutely. And sharing the knowledge.
Right. And how important is a love of the environment and biodiversity for this?
That is extremely important. Through the skills of getting to know the plants living around you, you will gather also the uniqueness of the ecosystems. You would also appreciate the fragility of ecosystems, and you will actually start to look after the land and to look at land in a different ways, with kind of an engaging process rather than just walking through without knowing what you're looking at. Through knowledge, knowledge foster care.
Right. And Diego, also, what are some of your upcoming projects?
All sorts of projects at the moment. And there is an Italian artist that I'm collaborating with. And we just did an amazing workshop on the weekend, collecting plants and then creating beautiful prints with them. And which we also having an exhibition coming up at the Italian Institute of Culture near Town Hall, showcasing this this collaboration and showing the works that we've been producing together. And Giorgia Severi, the name of the Italian artist, she's also having an exhibition opening at M Contemporary on the 12th of November. There's a few things happening, and then there's also an upcoming conference coming up in Canada, New South Wales, on the 12th and 13th of November. So plenty of things coming up.